1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Our very own Charles Kuralt, a man on the road.
He's got two wives.
No,
apparently.
Charles
Kuralt had just two families.
But just the traveling part. Hey, good Santana, boy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Can you hear me at all?
Oh, this is a weak transmission this morning, Santana.
Is it a weak transmission? Yeah, I'm headed back to Houston from New Orleans. I was at a big Super Bowl in New
Orleans. Oh, okay, let me just tell you what Santana said there. He's on his way back to Houston from New Orleans. He's at a big Super Bowl party in New Orleans.
Why are they having a big Super Bowl party in New Orleans? The Super Bowl was in Miami.
That's where we won the Super Bowl, if you remember, way back in Super Bowl 31. So Keith Jackson, a good friend of mine and a tight end in Super Bowl 31, he had a big anniversary
party. Okay. Keith Jackson had a big party. All right, how was the party with Keith Jackson, by the way?
It was great. It was his foundation 25th anniversary, and he did a big event. And myself, Dorsey Levins, and a bunch of other guys came over to support him. So it's always good to get together for a good cause. A lot of reminiscing, you know?
How did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
I thought it was a great Super Bowl. It kind of matched up what I thought. I felt it would be two good defenses going at each other, and it would come down to Mahomes being that intangible or that wild card, making a few plays, and that's kind of what happened down the stretch. So I thought it was a good Super Bowl.
Hey, this is Stephanie Sutton. My question is your thoughts. Hi, how are you? Leroy Butler, he did not get into the Hall of Fame this weekend. He was a finalist. Your thoughts on him coming close this time around?
Yeah, I think he's just got to keep on, you know, hitting that hammer against the proverbial rock or boulder. You know, I think everybody that's going in this year was very worthy. And, of course, I might be biased, but being in the same locker room with Leroy, knowing what he bought every single week in that Green Bay Packer uniform, I don't think any other person that's going into the Hall of Fame is more deserving than Leroy. So I think he'll stay after it, and sooner or later he's bound to get in there.
I think I know the answer to this, but if Leroy came to you and said, "Hey, Santana, I'd really like to get into the NFL Hall of Fame. Can you write me a letter of recommendation?" You'd write it, wouldn't you?
Oh, without a doubt, I'd write it, yeah.
All right.
What's it going to say?
What would you say on it? To whom it may concern?
Just like, hey, dude, quit tripping. Let my buddy in.
I like it.
Simple as that.
All right, think about who you were in the locker room with over your entire career. This dude comes to you and says, "Hey, Santana, I need a letter of recommendation to get into the NFL Hall of Fame." Whom would you go? I'm kind of busy right now, but I'll try. Who would that guy be?
Yeah, that's a terrible question.
Gilbert. It would be Gilbert, wouldn't it?
I'll take the bait. I'll say somebody. Let's say Gabe Wilkins. How about that?
Yeah. Game has taken a beating during this segment of the show. he was not one of your favorites. I understand that.
Yeah, a good guy, but you know we've kind of beat him up over the whole weekend because part of the issues with the Super Bowl we lost is that Gabe played about three plays in that game, and that really hurt us. So So to harp on that, since that was the topic of discussion all weekend, it would definitely be Gabe.
I appreciate the fact you did not shy away from that question or go, "I respectfully decline to answer that question."
Was Gilbert at your party?
No, he's scared to get on a plane, so he didn't make it down here. Terrible? He's like B.A. Baracus on the A-team. If you have to knock him out to get him on the plane.
You know what they say about Gilbert? It's not a party until Gilbert's at the party.
No kidding. This party sucks.
More chips and queso for us.
Yeah. Okay, getting to yesterday's game. You were rooting for Kansas City. Your dad played in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, my dad played for Kansas City, as you know, and also Andy Reid. When I tell you, not only, you know, he was one of the Packer coaches during my tenure in Green Bay, and a great man, great family. You know, he lost a son back when he was at Philadelphia, and he loves the game of football. He loves his players. He loves his staff. So you were just really – I was rooting for him after 20 or so years of being a head coach in the league and having some great teams that have come close. I was really rooting for him to get that win. So I was very happy for him.
How many Super Bowls is Patrick Mahomes going to win? I mean, he's only 24? 24 years old.
You know, that's a good question. It's hard to get there, but I know with the likes of – you know, if you can keep him and Andy together, you know, and put some great pieces around them. Right now they got a lot of offensive players and a lot of talent. You know, it's just hard to keep everybody. You know, it was the same way when we won Super Bowl 31. You got so much talent, and everybody wants that talent, whether it's coaches or players. It's hard to keep all that together. But if you can keep the core and the nucleus together, I think we'll be talking about Kansas City for the next few years, 5-10 years at least.
My answer is one. It'll be one of those Dan Marino, Brett Favre kind of stories. Yeah, he got his one. He thought he'd be back every year.
Marino's got zero. He was in.
Oh, he was in one, right? But he lost. Won zero.
He yeah. lost. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's very hard to get there, and even harder to win the thing. You know, it's not like baseball and basketball where you got a 7-game series and typically the best team wins. So you got 60 minutes to get it done. And, you know, one of the things that really stuck out yesterday is the halftime. You know, it's so long.
Halftime is
short in the NFL typically. But in the Super Bowl, it's such a long halftime. That's 40 minutes because everybody's watching J-Lo and watching the commercials and everything else, the halftime commentary. That is a lot of time for you as a coach to outthink yourself as far as the adjustments and what you got to do to win the game in the second half. So I think that has a lot to do with the Super Bowl as well.
What happened there in the fourth quarter? What was your take on the defensive collapse, the whole thing? The 49ers just went downhill.
Yeah, I think it was more Kansas City than San Francisco. San Francisco had played well. They had a good game plan. But not enough was made of Mahomes and the pressure he creates on the opponent's defense, because he has a great arm and his mobility, and the fact that when he wants to take that mobility and run the ball for big first downs, you know, that's just something that you cannot defend. And I don't want to say cannot, but it is very hard to defend that, especially when you've got a wide receiver core like Kansas City has, where everybody is running 4-3s and 4-2s up the field. It's only so much you can do to defend that.
Well, on that pass late in the fourth quarter that he threw to Tariq Hill, it wasn't a good pass. It came down like a punt, but he was so wide open. He's so fast that it didn't matter. He still caught it for, what, a 30-40-yard gain? I mean, that really got the ball rolling.
Yeah, that broke the game wide open, and that was a great, again, Andy Reid. You know, a lot of times we don't see what goes on with those plays and things like that. But, again, the play combination or the route combination that he ran on that play was outstanding, because there's no way Tyreek Hill is supposed to get behind your defense on a play like that when you're down 2 scores. But the way Andy drew it up was an outstanding play for them.
The Chiefs were basically having a terrible game for 2.5 quarters, 3 quarters, 3.25 quarters. They were having a terrible game.
And I would even say Mahomes, you know, he was definitely off. You know, we talked about how young he is. So at 23, 24 years old, I don't think he had his best game. But, you know, that's when you're a real pro and a professional and you have what everybody calls the hit factor, you figure out a way that, okay, I've thrown one interception, that was really a bad ball. I've thrown a second interception, that was definitely a bad ball. But guess what? We've got 8 minutes, and we're only 10 points down. we can figure this thing out. And that's exactly what he and the offense did. And then, you know, the Kansas City's defense, that was three times. My concern was, would their defense be able to get off the field three times in a row? And, you know, KC's defense did an outstanding job against, you know, we know what San Francisco's offense can do, what they did against us in the NFC Championship. So for them to be able to get the ball three and out, three and out, three and out, back to their, back to Kansas City's offense was outstanding.
I know they
don't. How many times did San Francisco throw last night? Because I don't remember. I mean, it was Packers, it was 8 times or 12 times. They were just talking about San Francisco only threw the ball like 6 times during the playoffs or some stupid number.
It was
like
a normal number. It wasn't like incredibly high or incredibly low. Let's see. Garoppolo was 20 of 31.
31.
Yeah. Yeah, right. 31 times either. That's pretty average. Okay, one more question before we let you go and we put a bow on this particular NFL season, Santana. How'd you like the halftime show last night?
What was going on at the party during halftime? Did everyone just stop and stare at the TV, or did you talk strategy?
A lot of staring at the TV. I thought J-Lo and Shakira, I thought they did a good job. I mean, I thought the commercials were pretty good.
We're not talking about the commercials.
It was good halftime. I think I was into the game, though. So I was kind of the old grouchy man, like, okay, it's enough of that wiggling and going up and down the pole.
Get that off of there.
Yeah,
really? Really? You didn't watch it all?
I was scolded by my coworkers this morning saying I didn't watch halftime. I had other things to do. And they said, wait, you didn't watch halftime?
His preparing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's about the only time I got up out of my seat, freshened my drink. I got a little bit of dessert and got ready for the third quarter. So yeah, I watched it, but you know, I mean that. I don't know who halftime is for, but it was a pretty good game going on. So I was like, hey, can we get to the third quarter already?
As a show, it was a show. The whole Super Bowl was quite a show.
And if you liked the first half, you loved the second half because it got a little nuts.
To see it.
Yeah, some of us
it got so good. Definitely. You know what? I did like the before the game when the little kid was running like through all the NFL cities, and then he bought the ball out for kickoff.
Right.
I don't know if you call that.
Yes.
That was kind of like they did a great job with that. That was good.
It's like the end of a Survivor when Jeff Probst comes walking into the studio after a big film of him running around the world.
I said I felt bad for the kid who had to wear the Browns jersey out there and act excited about football.
He's probably from Cleveland.
That kid should get an Emmy next time around because he really sold it.
I guarantee you that was the last jersey to get picked up, right?
Hey, let's not talk again around draft day.
Hey, man, sounds good. Let's do it.
All right.
Have a great week.
Drive carefully. Drive carefully on your way back to Houston, Santana.
I sure will, man. Y'all take care.
It just wouldn't be an NFL season if you didn't have a little Santana on your Monday morning.